Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
I mean, it just shows when we play hard, play for each other. At the end of the day, a couple specialty team goals, one 5-on-5, and great goaltending. It was a solid one.
Pretty good job summing it up from one of the key contributors in that game last night.
I'm going to go have some lunch now.
Yeah. All right. So that was great. We'll talk tomorrow.
Hey, two things just because I think everybody in Flames land is breathing a little easier and feeling a little better, albeit just one game. And that was kind of exactly the tone that came out of last night. First of all, I'm not Kelly Kirsch, but you are no longer allowed to take any more time off until the season is over, because in the week you were gone, the whole world almost collapsed. So, not that I'm pinning it on you, but it's funny. You come back to the show and, the team gets a win. And anyway, but, on a more serious note, that really did sum it up. They played hard, and probably where I would reflect back to quickly, and I'd rather talk about going forward. But Peter, how we chatted yesterday about you can look as a sports fan, and I heard it last night listening to a few calls on overtime on my way home. Oiler games affect the fan base different, and I really understand that. I really do. But the truth of the matter is we spoke about yesterday, I saw things in the 7-1 setback that I didn't see in the game that you lost by a goal Friday when it came to pushback, emotion, creating, forecheck. It's just kind of a reminder as someone who's lucky enough to, with experience and being around it and, coming at it from a different place, your ability to think the game past the end result is really important in the sense that I thought that Saturday was way more of a stepping stone for the things that have ailed them than Friday. Even though there was a great goaltending performance from David, which obviously played into last night, there were some good defensive details. So I hope I'm getting to the point that your ability to look sometimes at a certain game and almost not forget the result, it's a result-oriented business, but Peter, and please chime in the other way. It's always my favorite part of conversing with you and anybody else I get to talk hockey with, is that's the hard part, is it really boils down to me for how you play. Are you playing the right way for what your team needs to do? And the more often that happens, I think the results follow.
No, I agree. And that's why, I understand it, because it goes the other way too, where sometimes the Flames or anyone will look kind of ugly in picking up a win and will be a little critical of it. And some people will text in, oh, it's not how, it's how many. It's like, well, unless you're lifting up a silver trophy at the end of it, I think it's safe to look at the how. And I think in the case of Saturday, I agree with you. Like that, if they had played that way that they did on Saturday against the Canucks, then we're having a much different, well, you guys are, I'm on vacation, but we're having a much different conversation around this team. So I would agree. And there were some positive things. And I think now they were able to build on that in a pretty complete performance against the Leafs. For sure, stay out of the penalty box more. But other than that, like, this is one of those ones where you look to this team to build on these things moving forward.
True. Absolutely true. And with Jacob Markstrom, and that was the big news of yesterday that came down very shortly. In fact, we were in. I had heard some chatter just before the pregame show started in Flame circles that, oh boy, Markstrom might not be available. And of course, we got confirmation about 10 minutes into the pregame show yesterday that was the case. You know, the best part about Friday was David had a really good start. And, you know, to his credit, he's put in some wonderful work. He was brilliant last night, Peter. He really was. You think about all his key work. And I think one of the most key moments in the game, we're going to get to another one, which was really important, but one of the places I couldn't stop thinking about as that game went on is, you know, the Flames, who have surrendered four shorthanded goals already this season, give up two, like, A-plus opportunities in a second-period power play to Ilya Mikheyev. And Rittich makes two terrific stops. You go back down, you get set up, and Matthew Tkachuk, who, you know, certainly was one of the best Flame performers last night, redirects one in, and it's 2-0. But David had all the answers all night long, made great saves, made routine saves. As a dear friend of mine talked about with me after the game, who knows a lot about the sport, said he looked comfortable. He said he looked comfortable. His rebound control was good. He was in command. And here's David when asked about not a feeling of relief, but is there anything better than when you put in a lot of great work, which he has, and you're rewarded? Here he is after that game last night.
I was just happy. You know, it was my fourth game where I was started, and it was the first win. So it was just happy feeling, and I just did what I did.
And when we talk about being able to maybe build on this, that happy feeling, and to your point, getting rewarded for the hard work, we don't know how long Markstrom's going to be out, but for as long as it is, David Rittich's going to be the guy. You need those good feelings to continue for the Flames goalie.
You do. Isn't the key word today, Peter, work?
Yes.
And believing in the work? Believing in the process. And again, I've seen all of the, you've seen it, I've seen it. Peter, it's wins and losses. Oh, really? Really? Thanks with no disrespect for shedding the light on that. Because I'm never concerned about winning and losing. Like, doesn't matter to me in life or my approach one iota. But what I really have come to learn, and that's what I get to do on a daily basis, is the process does matter. The work does matter. And the work by the team was good last night. And when the work is good, and as everybody said, was it perfect? No. But you're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, and even though they were shorthanded, you know, the work, playing the right way, being engaged, being physical, winning races, winning battles, it worked. And another massive area, and you do not, I repeat, you do not want to give the Toronto Maple Leafs even three power plays a night if you can help it. They're going to get three generally because they're so skilled and they have the puck a lot, and they put you under duress. But the Flames are shorthanded seven times after the game, and I thought it was appropriate, named everyone involved in the penalty kill as the hardest working Flame, because I think they earned it in every way, shape, or form. You shut that 37.5% power play, 0-for-7, a lengthy 5-on-3 that you get through in the middle of the second period, and talking about noticing, well, the guy who pulled some pretty good strings last night, that's the head coach, Jeff Ward, well, he noticed.
Oh, it was huge, you know, probably the turning point in the hockey game. And I mean, the job those guys did, you know, getting that killed off, the shot blocks, the positioning, the second efforts, I mean, the saves, it was a huge, huge moment for us. And, you know, I thought it shifted a lot of momentum in the game.
Yeah, that was the I used to work at a place that used turning point a lot. That was the turning point, I thought, in that game. And even like just sitting on the couch watching the game, I was already resigned to, okay, well, if you can hold them to one, then you're still up 2-1 and you can kind of build off the back half of it. Like, I had already in my head just accepted, well, they're going to get one. But that was a monumental, I thought, moment for this Flames team in that game last night.
And again, they just battled their tails off to do it. Yes, David was great, but so was Tanev and Giordano and Lindholm and Nordstrom, and everybody involved just did whatever it took, blocking shots, good stick position, taking away the slot area, taking away, you know, cross seams passes. And then, even though he doesn't score last night, if we can't come to grips with the fact that Austin Matthews is at a different level, then I quit watching. He is terrifying. His size, his speed, the way he protects it, the way he uses his body to open himself up, to close himself off, to get the puck back from you. And, Peter, there was one shot in that game, and I had fun with it on the air. I said that it might have ended up on Bay Street. I thought it was going right through the end of the rink. So, you know, I watch him a lot on television. You know, it's different watching a game when you're as dialed into it, especially when you're at the rink. And, you know, I saw so much in the Toronto Maple Leafs in those two games at Scotiabank Saddledome. You know, they're just the way their best players, we touched on it yesterday, at how committed they were. And were they at their best last night? No, they weren't. They weren't at their best. And their head coach, Sheldon Keefe, said they were just a little off. But even that team, when it's a little off, you talk about sitting on your couch. Well, I'm in the boardroom last night, and even with 3.5 minutes left, they have another power play. Their net is empty. You're thinking when you watch this team play, and they've done it a lot this year, oh, you hope they don't get one, because if they ever get one, this thing might get scary in a real hurry. The great thing is, thanks to David Rittich and friends, they never got the one.
Yeah. And talking about Austin Matthews, I guess the counter to him on the Flame side is Sean Monahan, and he comes back in the lineup and gets back in the goal column with a pretty nice one, just a nice little chip with the backhand. That had to be huge for him to see the puck go from his stick into that net line.
Peter, yesterday on the program, not to keep reflecting, but, you know, I always think there's some, you're trying on this show, I think, every day to tell a story. And part of the story going into last night, as you well know, you were part of helping me tell the story, was I wondered if Sean might be energized based on being away from it for a couple of games. Yes, that helped physically, but I wondered about how it might have helped mentally, because there's no worse feeling than when you can't help, when your team, your business, your family needs you the most. It's a really helpless feeling. It really is. And I think anybody listening, you know, can draw some parallels in their own world to being in those situations. When you're away and you can't, things are going on with your family and, oh, if only I could be there to offer support. Well, for Sean, I wondered if getting a bit of a mental break, a refocus, Peter, I saw it in shift one. He had great pace. He had great purpose. He won a ton of face-offs at key times. He was the real driver of what was a really good line with Bennett and Gaudreau. And he was rewarded with a goal and an assist, his fourth multi-point game of the year, his first goal in 13 games. And again, when he shoveled home that power play goal to all but put it away in the third, the theme of today just seemed like the work was going to end up in a good place. And Sean's work and investment in that game from shift one was excellent. He was rewarded. And I thought he brought great energy, great play, great focus. and really helped tie it all together when it was evident that he was missing for a couple of games.
Yeah.
And here he is. Here he is quickly, and come out of it, please, when it's done. Here he is on making a difference.
I don't believe we have this clip. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we have the one from Sean Monahan. But just to continue off of the point, you look at, like, he gets rewarded for with the goal, like you said, like that nice little chip. And, A, I thought Matthew Tkachuk was the happiest human being on the planet at that point, the way he celebrated. And we've talked before about how that means something when you see how your teammates are reacting to you. But I also like that they were rewarded in the first period. They win a board battle in the corner. That leads to a shot, which leads to a rebound, and leads to a goal. And it's those sorts of things, Lou, that I want to see continue. Like the theme of the day, or the story of the day, is work. I think the story for tomorrow is keep the work going, because if the Flames go out and play perfectly, there are nights they're going to lose to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, the Maple Leafs are just really, really good at the sport of hockey, and that's going to happen. But I think to kind of look forward to tomorrow now, keep those things going. That's the frustrating part about this team sometimes. It's not that they get out-talented, because that's going to happen, but just keep winning those board battles. Keep winning those situations, and just keep putting in that work. Continue that into the next game and the games beyond. And this fan base and the media in this city are going to be absolutely fine with that.
Peter, I'm going to ask you this question. So even looking ahead to tomorrow, and we'll, you know, have another 20, 25 minutes to break down tomorrow, we know that the Leafs are not going to be satisfied. We know that the Leafs are truly one of the best teams, I believe, in the National Hockey League. So for the Flames, yes. Isn't it again about your ability to ante up, knowing what you're about to face?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's really always, and that's why the team, and it's a good thing. And you just alluded to it. It's one night. One good night of work once in a while, that doesn't get you to where you want to go. It's the consistency of the work. So that here's the narrative that has to stop. And if it stops, the Calgary Flames are going to play past May the 8th. And that is, if there's going to be ups and downs, there's ups and downs, Peter, in every game, in every period, sometimes in a shift. But if the narrative gets away from the big word this year, inconsistency, and turns more into the consistency of the work, you and I are going to be having Hockey Centrals to do together past the 8th of May.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree, because I do think that there's a lot of talent on this team, and it's just you need to work to get there with them sometimes. And that was the frustrating part about last week, and I think the encouraging part about this week is that, like, that is a Leafs team that, if you put them on paper, Toronto is better than Calgary. Like, I don't think I'm breaking news here. We talked about Austin Matthews. Like, the high-end skill on that Toronto team is just stupid good. But the Flames were able to outwork them in a number of instances, and they come away with a win. I think that's something that this team needs to build on. And to your point, if you do that consistently, the results will come.
Peter, the caveat to that is, so if you're the Calgary Flames, when you play a lot of what I would call elite talented players and teams, is it not more incumbent, if you don't possess some of that ability, that your work and details are good?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That is absolutely it. Now, again, you and I, and maybe we should one of these days, because I even touched on our Flames warm-up last night with Patty when we started, was, you know, how should we look at this team? What is this team? You know, how deep is this team? What should our expectations be? Well, I think the best part of this team is six or seven pieces that have an opportunity to grow into something great. Like, in a sense, I think what Brad Treleving is trying to do is he's still trying to build with some of the new while keeping, you know, others to help along the way. That's really what I believe is going on. But whether it's, you know, the maturation of Dubé, the maturation of Juuso Välimäki, Rasmus Anderson, this team, I truly believe, is on the cusp, Peter, I do. But they're not in a position yet, because of what you talked about, when you play teams like the Leafs or, you know, you go against McDavid and Draisaitl, if the work and the process isn't top-notch, you probably, at this point, you don't necessarily have the weapons to do some of the things that other teams can do at this point. That's not to say that that's not in the framework of actually, before our own eyes, changing. But they're kind of at a bit of a crossroads, the way I see it. And they need one another. And the sum of the parts, as you talked about, and I completely concur, are better than what they've shown. But they need to truly be a team because of where they're at. And, you know, probably I'll leave you with this one today. I think for all of us in some ways, and certainly the fan base, it's hard for people to stop thinking about this team that finished first in the West.
Yeah, no, I think that's and a good place to end it on. But no, I agree. It is tough to see when it gets to that point. Like, okay, build off of that. And it's, well, are they that? And again, we can have that conversation for another day. But I do think that's a good spot to leave this on, Lou. Tomorrow, again, the theme of the day, keep that work going into tomorrow. We'll have quite the game to break down when we chat tomorrow, Lou.
Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.